Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
A lot of big news today. Praise Jesus, pass the mashed potatoes. Joe Biden freed a WNBA star from a Russian hellhole, leaving an American serviceman who's been in jail there for, oh, I don't know, 4 years. 4 years he's been over there. And, then there's those January 6th protesters who've been in a prison in Washington, D.C., many in solitary confinement for 700 days. For 700 days. But don't you worry about them. The fact is that Joe Biden was able to see the prisoner swap that would get the most headlines, to get the most coverage, to get the most positive. So he got Brittany Griner and, of course, the sycophant. And I'm glad that Brittany Griner's been released. Don't get me wrong. I have said that I think that her having a vape pen in Russia, while stupid, does not require that she spend 9 years in prison in hard labor. All right, that's only referred. That's only reserved for people who went to the Capitol on January the 6th and stood on the Capitol lawn or were let in by Capitol Police to peacefully go through the Capitol. Because, you know, they said there was like millions of dollars worth of damage, yet they opened up the building 2 hours later and then hid the video from us for the last couple of years. So, you know, that's they only reserve that sort of hardcore prison punishment, you know, no food, no ability to speak to your relatives, having to live with injuries, one of them with cancer being untreated. You know, who could imagine, right? I mean, that we could stand Brittany Griner's treatment in Russia while letting it happen here to much worse degree. But I am glad that she's out. I'm glad that she maybe has learned a lesson. I hope that when she comes back over here, she'll have another appreciation of the United States and how free and awesome it is, with the exception, of course, if you're a conservative and you went to Donald Trump's speech on January the 6th and then the Democrat Party made it into their own Reichstag. But anyway, that's aside the point. We'll get to that later. I think you get my point. But here's Joe and Mika breathlessly. Mika sounded like she... Well, I'm not going to get into it. Here's Joe and Mika reporting breathlessly. She's very emotional. Stop it! About the release of Brittany Griner while leaving behind an American soldier.
Brittany Griner is free after 294 days in Russian captivity. The last month spent in one of Russia's notoriously harsh penal colonies. Brittany was traded for Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout, who Vladimir Putin has been trying to get back and who had served.
He was actually the guy who God of War was based on, the Nicolas Cage movie. He actually tried to sell missiles to shoot down U.S. passenger jets. He armed Al-Qaeda. He stole $32 billion of weapons from Ukraine. But other than that, good trade. I mean, honestly, good trade for vaping NBA star.
7 years of a 25-year...
That's a good trade.
...sentence in the U.S., President.
If that didn't work, they were actually going to reanimate Joseph Stalin's corpse and put him back in charge in Russia and reform the Soviet Union. That was on the back burner.
Biden signed off on the trade, even though it meant leaving another American businessman.
Oh, listen to Mika. She's got that lilting like she almost cares about it.
President Biden signed off on the trade, even though it meant leaving another American businessman, Paul Whelan, behind
bars. Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, my God. Did he even play for the NBA? Why is he even being considered?
Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, has been detained in Russia since February when Russian officials found two vape cartridges containing hashish oil in her...
Oh, I didn't know it was hashish oil.
...luggage at a Moscow airport. When she traveled to the country to rejoin her Russian pro basketball team, she was found guilty in August of trying to smuggle illegal narcotics into Russia and sentenced to 9 years in that...
She did something, you know, pretty stupid. And most probably, I don't know, it's hard to say whether it was intentional or not. But, you know, you just, no matter where you fly into, honestly, leave your illicit drug paraphernalia and, you know, cash at home. You know, you can actually go without getting high. Left behind, Paul Whelan, a Michigan corporate security executive jailed in Russia since December 2018 on espionage charges that his family and the U.S. government said are baseless. But you see, Paul Whelan doesn't get the headlines. Paul Whelan doesn't get everybody talking about you and all that stuff. Oh, I just got this in. It was brokered, by the way. This thing was actually brokered by the UAE and Saudi Prince. The Saudi Prince actually did this whole thing, Khashoggi, right? And it's kind of interesting because America dropped a lawsuit against Khashoggi 2 days ago, and that was with regard to the murder of a Saudi journalist. I thought you should kind of know that. That's kind of a big deal. They murdered and dismembered him and the whole deal. And apparently, if she's in the air right now, but if the Saudi crown prince finds out she's a lesbian, she'll be, and by the way, if she shows any type of skin like her ankles, then she is subject to murder in Saudi Arabia because she is actually a lesbian. So I thought you should know that. Yeah. Here is Joe Biden this morning touting her release from prison.
These past few months have been hell for Brittany and for Charlene.
I would imagine the last 4 years have been hell for Mr. Whelan.
And her entire family and all her teammates back home. People all...
Here's the question that's most important to you and me. Do you suppose she's going to keep complaining about living in America and how awful it is and our history of slavery and kneeling during the national anthem and Black Lives Matter, which is an organization founded by a Marxist that turned out to be a massive shakedown to the tune of about $100 million, was never used at all to help Black Lives? Any mention of that?
Across the country have learned about Brittany's story, advocated for her release, stood with her throughout this terrible ordeal. And I know that support meant a lot to her family. I'm glad to be able to say that Brittany's in good spirits. She's relieved to finally be heading home. And the fact remains that she's lost months of her life, experienced the needless trauma. She deserves space, privacy, and time with her loved ones to recover and heal from her time being wrongfully detained.
So there you go. Once again, a really lopsided trade. You had Bo Bergdahl, who was a deserter, many would say a traitor, walking off his post to join the Taliban where he was held prisoner. We freed five Taliban leading generals for that, and now we got this. We got an NBA basketball star for a league that nobody pays to go see, and she had a vape pen for a guy who wanted to shoot down American airliners and murder people and stole $32 billion. Kind of makes you wonder what's going to happen to that $80 billion worth of equipment we left in Afghanistan. You know, maybe this guy will be like, I might have to go get a little piece of that. Anyway, we've got more on this, a little more audio from our dear leader, Joe Biden, and your calls. The number is 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
If the left tells you to quiet down, get louder. It's the Rob Carson Show.
These past few months have been hell for Brittany and for Charlene and her entire family and all her teammates back home. People all across the country have learned about Brittany's story, advocated for her release, stood with her throughout this terrible ordeal. And I know that support meant a lot to her family. I'm glad to be able to say that Brittany's in good spirits.
Not a Marine. We left the Marine behind. He's been there 4 years, but she's out.
In a prison over in Russia is a lady that they set free. Yes, they confined her.
Jim Gossett.
Brittany Griner. Mm-hmm. And now they gave her clemency. Anthony Blinken, what was he thinking? He left behind a brave Marine.
Yeah, there was that.
Yes, Paul Whelan, they're still jailing, but they freed that kneeling queen. And Anthony Miller, for an arms dealer.
Come on.
Glad Britney's out. Still, it's a shame. Biden's decision leaves Paul in prison. Sleepy Joe gets. Sleepy Joe gets.
wasn't even a midterm.
Let's give Sleepy Joe the blame.
I mean, you'd expect that, you know, they're going to do something like this. There would be some sort of political payback for it, right? I mean, the midterms are over. What's the point? What is the point? And again, in case you didn't hear it, Joe Biden actually worked with the guy that the U.S. government was going to sue, the Saudi crown prince who murdered a reporter a couple years ago, chopped him up in little bitty pieces, and they dropped the lawsuit. A U.S. court dropped the lawsuit a couple days ago and ushered in this deal where she was Brittany Griner, a WNBA player that nobody had ever heard of except for, you know, WNBA fan. I won't say fan. I'll just say the WNBA fan made a big deal out of it, I guess. So they left behind a guy, left behind a U.S. Marine who's been there for 4 years. No concern about, I guess, the what he's gone through in the 4 years that he has been there. But Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout was exchanged for Brittany Griner, who is a whiny crybaby BLM supporter who had some sweet weed vape stuff in her carry-on. So the Biden authorization to release the felon, once nicknamed the Merchant of Death, underscored the escalating pressure that his administration faced to get Griner home, particularly after the recent resolution of her criminal case and her subsequent transfer to a penal colony, which is a punishment in itself when you think about it. Russia would engage in the deal now that the midterm elections were completed. So Paul Whelan is a Michigan corporate security executive jailed in Russia since December 2018, but he's not a lesbian or he's a white guy, so he's a straight white guy, so don't even worry about it. We'll just forget he even exists after this. Yeah. So 2018 espionage charges that his family and the U.S. government has said are baseless, but apparently he's not worth the. Can you imagine what we're going to get if we got for a washed up WNBA star, you know, toward the end of her career, like 33 years old, 34 years old. Can you imagine what we're going to get for this guy? No, never mind. White guy. I forgot. White straight guy. White guy. Yeah, never mind. So the U.S. freed this Army Lieutenant Colonel, who the Justice Department once described as one of the world's most prolific arms dealers. He had a 25-year sentence on charges that he conspired to sell tens of millions of dollars in weapons that the U.S. Said were to be used against Americans. Oh, and he also stole $32 billion worth of weapons from Ukraine. I think we just sent $100 billion to Ukraine, didn't we? Okay. All right. Nothing to see here. The Biden administration ultimately willing to exchange a boot if it meant Griner's freedom. And she's the first openly gay black woman, LGBTQ, whatever. And that, of course, means more than white Marine, I guess. So a little bit more on this, more audio from the dear leader, and your phone calls at 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere.
It's time to make common sense common again. It's the Rob Carson Show.
It is the Rob Carson Show back in my home, actually in the middle of the United States of America, back from 3 days in New York. Had a wonderful, wonderful time there meeting all of the folks at Newsmax Television. And I'm going to tell you, I was there a year ago, and the growth that has happened is crazy. At Newsmax, as people really, really begin to just watch the media cabal, the mainstream media, big social media, and the Democrat Party collapse in front of them. And Newsmax is rising out of their ashes because, you know what, we like this thing called truth in journalism. It's kind of crazy that way. And then also hosts like me who stick to their principles and don't change with the breeze. Here is Joe Biden talking about the wonderful, sacred, vaunted, awesome Brittany Griner, who nobody heard about until she went to Russia with a couple of vape cartridges containing hashish.
She represents the best America, best about America. It is across.
Okay, well, hold on. I need to know why she represents the best of America. Why does she represent the best of America? Because I'm just looking at some things here. You got a guy over there that we left, and he's a military member, Paul Whelan, a Marine. He's been there 4 years. I would venture to say somebody who volunteers to become a military member and, you know, basically swears an allegiance to give up his life for the American citizens and all that. I'd say maybe he has a little more value as far as just being an American. I mean, if you look at the traditional sense, whatever, I'm just saying, you know, maybe. But I guess she's a, hold on.
She represents the best America.
The best America has to offer. So I guess the best that America has to offer is a spoiled, entitled millennial who hates the country, is down with CRT and grievance politics, kneeled during the national anthem because of a baseless, stupid, corrupt movement following the death of George Floyd, and then took her drug paraphernalia to Russia with her. So I guess if this is the best that America has to offer, I don't know, brother. It's pretty
She represents
bad.
The best America. Best about America. It is across the board.
I'm going to have to disagree with that. I mean, you know, my dad's been dead for 1994. He was a World War II veteran and worked hard. The 40 years of his life, he raised five kids all together. I'd say maybe he kind of does it a little bit, maybe a little more than a person who really hates America, who plays for a basketball league nobody watches and goes to Russia carrying some hash.
Everything about her. She wrote to me back in July. She didn't ask for special treatment, even though we've been working on a release from day one. She requested a simple quote, please don't forget about me and the other American detainees.
See, this is what this all happens when you look at, I guess, you know, maybe you could even call this social credit score. But I guess there's this thing I guess you could call it like a grievance social capital value. I just made that up during the break. See, you have a value based on grievance social value. So she checks some boxes. She's an oppressed lesbian black person, right? That's a couple boxes. She repressed, I guess, because she plays a child's game for a living and gets paid for it. You know, I could see where that would be hell. I mean, just can you imagine playing a game that most of us left in middle school or high school for a living? That's what she does. And so really. Oh, here is this was kind of interesting. Maybe you didn't know about this. Marjorie Taylor Greene. She went, I guess she went to the gulag where Brittany Griner was being held to talk to some of the Americans being imprisoned there about the hella conditions going on there.
They were broken souls that look like they had thought everybody had given up on them, and they'd probably given up on themselves and everything.
Oh, I'm sorry, he played the wrong soundbite. Those are January 6th prisoners being held in Washington, D.C., under worse conditions than Brittany Griner ever dreamed of.
And they were just, couldn't believe that they were seeing us. And they broke out, some of them clapping, some of them crying. I got a million hugs.
I'm thinking this is more the best of what America has to offer.
And but we spent time talking with them and asking them questions. They don't receive medical treatment. Many of them are denied medical treatment.
Wait, this is not a Russian gulag?
One of the men had a finger that was turned sideways from an injury that he had received on January 6th, and they refused to fix his finger. Another man was being...
What if Brittany Griner has any broken fingers that haven't been healed, that haven't been gotten any medical treatment?
Used to have treatment for celiac disease. Another man, an elderly guy, his whole arm was purple, and they were refusing treatment for him.
I wonder if that's happened to Brittany Griner over there in Russia.
And they were begging me to get help for him.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, enough with your damned virtue signaling. Enough with you deciding to free an American and leave one behind based on their perceived value with regard to headlines and approval ratings. Honestly, what a joke. I'll just say it. What a joke. And I hope this spoiled titled millennial comes back over here and stands during the national anthem from now on. Sorry, had to get that out. Let's go to Bob in Parkville. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What are your thoughts today?
Yes, good afternoon, my friend. I want to talk about Brittany Griner.
Yes, sir.
I am a veteran.
Yes, sir.
My brother was serving World War II in the South Pacific, as millions of others did.
Yes, sir.
And his oldest son served in Vietnam. They're both gone. They died.
Well, God bless them, sir.
And I want to, this is so sickening. This man, this president of the United States, when he was talking about Brittany Griner, and what she, she's the best we got to offer.
I want
to tell him, bring one thing. The best we've got to offer, mister, are dead.
Yes, sir.
Either that or the ones that came back are malformed, lost their limbs, and so forth.
Yeah.
That's the best we got to offer.
Yes, sir.
Now, this piece of reprobate, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Whalen has spent going on 5 years in that prison camp, and she spent, what, less than a year.
Yeah.
And he served his country honorably. He put his life on the line when he signed that document, and he's a former Marine on top of it.
Yes, sir.
That tells you something about this lame brain jackass that we got in there for President of the United States. Check him out and what he did during Vietnam and what he said about the American soldier. Check that out.
Yeah.
You won't be amazed. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, Bob, I want to thank you for calling. I know you've called in before. And I want to thank you, and I hope, and I'll just say a prayer for you and your departed friends and family who served the country honorably, and they are the best that America has to offer. Brittany Griner is a far cry from that. Let's go to Kathy in Stevensville, Maryland. Hello there, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call about Brittany.
Yes.
The best. You know, the best.
yeah, I know, right?
My father died in June. Yeah, my father died in June, 92 years old. He went in at the end of World War II, Vietnam and Korea, got the Bronze Star, two of them with Valor, two Purple Hearts. I mean, the list goes on. So he's at Arlington now as of October with full honor.
God bless him.
Here's the thing about Brittany. I'd love to see her kneel again. I just want to see her have the gall to do it, number one. I just think that would just top it off.
Yeah.
And I mean that sarcastically.
Of course you do.
But it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
The other thing is, when she comes back as a victim, of course, and she makes all her money from her book and her movie.
Yes.
I would like to see the government get reimbursed. That's number one, which you know that's coming. The book and the movie are coming.
Of course.
She'll be a victim.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, as far as arms dealers go, Joe Biden, when he left all the equipment in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, that's all it was about.
Yes.
It wasn't about getting everybody out. It was about leaving the equipment.
Well, I find it kind of interesting, Kathy, and now I'm kind of got some threads going here, and I'm going to think there are just some things out there that are kind of similar. Doesn't mean that they're connected, but they're similar. Joe Biden left $80 to $90 billion worth of U.S. military hardware in Afghanistan that is being sold on the black market. You've got a guy here that we are exchanging for a washed-up NBA, WNBA player, all right? So they traded the Merchant of Death, a guy who stole $33 billion worth of armaments from Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't build their own armaments. They get them elsewhere. I don't know, from places like America. In fact, we just sent them $100 billion of our money. Don't you think that maybe, considering the issues with Joe Biden in Ukraine and Hunter Biden and having a no-show, no-skill deal with the Ukrainian gas company and Ukraine being the most corrupt government on the face of the earth, that maybe you might go, it's kind of weird. Kind of weird. Go ahead.
Listen, the money that we sent to Ukraine also helped get the money to FTX, okay, with all the Bitcoin cryptocurrency crap. That was us laundering the money, which then went through Ukraine, back to FTX, which went to the Democrat Party.
I know. That's why I told you. That's what I told you. I said, yes, Ukraine is fighting a war, but a lot of that money is being laundered. The largest money laundering operation in the history of America. I got to run, Kathy. Thank you. Let's go to Buster in Santa Cruz. Hello there, Buster. How you doing, my friend?
Largest money laundering operation.
Got to turn on your radio. Thank you. Go right ahead, Buster. Buster, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rob. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I heard you had a good time in New York.
I had a great time in New York.
Great. Hey, listen, I heard that I got two things for you right after this, real quick. I heard the Ukrainians have the capability of hitting Moscow now. It's within range. Comment on that, please.
With what?
With missiles. They can do it. I heard it.
This Buster, morning. You got to turn down your radio.
Okay. It's going to take me 2 seconds. Hang
That's
on.
All right. That's all right. I'll hold on for you. Okay. Yeah. When I call into your show, I'll put you on hold too. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was far enough away. That's amazing. But yeah, so they can.
How big is your car? What?
They lobbed a missile into Russian territory already.
Well, they did it. Wasn't that Poland? They did it. They said it was accidental.
No, this is something new. I think this is deliberate.
Oh.
80 miles into Russia, and some of these people are complaining now that the Ukrainians are giving the Mongol Russians what they deserve. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. I don't have all the details on it, so I won't comment. I'll reserve comment. What's the second comment you have, my friend?
Okay, listen, I got another one for Jim Goss. I'll do it real quick.
No. You're not going to sing a song parody, are you? You going to?
No.
Okay, good.
No,
good.
I'll say the lyrics. I'll spare you the singing.
Whew, thank you.
Biden's roasting on an open fire.
Biden's roasting on an open fire. A little cannibalistic theme to Christmas song, this year.
Okay.
Go ahead. Give me your lyrics.
Okay. Cocaine snorting up the nose. All the hoes with their eyes all aglow. We'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
Now, when you're talking about hoes, you're talking about Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho. Because there are three hoes, right?
Exactly. No,
yes. Yes.
They know that Hunter's on his way.
Yes.
He's loaded and had a lot to drink. Anyway,
okay, not too bad. I like that you included Santa Claus in there with the three hoes and Hunter Biden. That's awesome. All right, man. Thanks. Buster, you rock. All right, let's take a break. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Time to put Nancy, Joe, Chuck, Bernie, and Mitch in a retirement home.
Rest well and rest easy. You deserve it.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
I'm not going to spend the whole show on Brittany Stinking Griner because I could really give a rat's behind about her. And I hope that she's learned a valuable lesson. She's a spoiled little brat who hates America and is a part of the victim class, young people who haven't had a war. They haven't had a civil rights struggle. So they literally made up a civil rights struggle from whole cloth using the death of George Floyd and consequently became a victim and all of this and kneeled during the national anthem and went over to another country that kind of reflects the world as a whole and should show us that freedom of expression is incredibly valuable here. And then, of course, you juxtapose that to the January 6th prisoners who are being treated worse than Brittany Griner ever dreamed of. So, again, I'm not going to spend the whole show on this waste of flesh. I'm not going to buy the book. I'm not going to see the Netflix series on Brittany Griner and all that crap. But the thing that really has me bothered is Joe Biden saying this of her.
She represents the best America, best about America. It is across the board.
No, she doesn't. The other night I did a terrific event for Friends in Service of Heroes, and it's a local organization, soon to be national, that does service dogs for veterans who come back from theaters of war injured mentally or physically, and then they also give wheelchairs, mobility equipment. And those people represent the best of America. Those are the people who come back. Do you ever watch those ads, you know, that you see for Tunnels to Towers, and you see the people who've had their entire bodies burned completely and their fingers burned off serving America? Those are the best in America. Brittany Griner is a shadow. I'll just say that. And the guy that they're changing for her became a billionaire by raiding the armories of the collapsing Soviet Union in the 90s using old Soviet cargo planes to transport his black market weapons to conflict zones around the world. He also sold anti-aircraft missiles to terrorists, presumably to take down American Airlines. Ben, and all of this, of course, for the release of a washed-up WNBA player, a sport that nobody watches. And to make it even better, they literally brought in the UAE and Saudi Arabia. The murderous crown prince of Saudi Arabia involved in this, and apparently they got her on a plane, found out she was a lesbian. They're going to land in Saudi Arabia and shove her off a building to her death. No, that isn't actually happening. But that's usually what happens in places like Saudi Arabia. That's usually what happens. Let's go to, let me see here, Todd in Glen Burnie. Hello there, Todd. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Rob. Love the show.
Thank you, bro.
Give me a minute. I'm going to turn off my radio so I can be more confused and discombobulated.
Hey, leave Buster alone. Leave Buster alone. He's just busy. Go ahead.
No, he's a good dude.
Had a good song parody, by the way.
Talk about this Britney character.
Yeah.
You know, what gets me is when Biden comes out and says, you know, she's the best of America. She, you know, she's great. Last time I checked, he's not a biologist. So how does he know that it's a she?
I don't know where that came from. Where the hell did that come from?
Well, if you recall, like a week or two ago, or I don't know, maybe it was a month ago, when they were doing the Supreme Court hearings, and they asked the Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, what does a woman mean? Yeah. And she's like, well, I'm not a biologist. I don't know what it means.
Well, here's the thing. You know, they do that airport thing, that screening thing where you hold your arms up. There might have been a third vape pen there, the third vape cartridge, a big one right in the middle. You don't even like that visual. I mean, I'm seeing that visual now. Like, oh, my God. All right.
I'm kind of perverted, so I actually do like that visual, actually.
All right. Goodbye. Whatever. We got to take a break. We are going to leave that so far behind it's not even funny. In the rear view mirror, let's take a break. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Like the show? You can help by subscribing and leaving a 5-star review on both Apple and Spotify. It's free.
European American Armory Corp, or EAA Corp, is specialized in providing high-quality, innovative, and reasonably priced firearms to the U.S. since 1990. You can choose from a wide selection of unique and traditional pistols, whether you're looking for a concealed carry, revolver, shotgun, or competition pistol, EAA Corp has it. EAA's 1911 series comes in compact, carry, or full size in three popular calibers. If you're a first-time gun owner, EAA Corp's all-in-one 9mm MC9 Striker fire pistols come fully equipped in a sleek, light, ergonomic package ideal for everyday carry. In addition, their lineup includes the MC312 series of 12-gauge shotguns for hunting, sporting, tactical, or personal defense that will exceed your expectations. There is a limited lifetime warranty on every series available today at EAA Corp. EAA Corp says get the quality firearm you have always wanted and save yourself a lot of hard-earned money. Visit EAAcorp.com. That's EAAcorp.com to learn more and order online or through your local dealer.
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Hour number two of the Rob Carson Show, I should say, as we broadcast live back from the heart of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I live in the Kansas City area. We were in New York City for a couple of days broadcasting live. We went out for the big Newsmax Christmas/holiday party and got to meet a lot of really cool people. Got to hang out with Judge Anthony Napolitano. Remember him? Saw him. He lost a lot of weight. I commented. I said, dude, how did you? I mean, they look great. He said, well, I lost about 40 pounds the last couple months. I've been working out and all that, living large. It was kind of fun to talk to George Papadopoulos, formerly with the Trump administration. He gave me a hug because I've had him on the show a few times. I mean, I'd never met him before. He's like, hey, Rob Carson, going to get a hug from him. It was pretty cool. It was pretty fun for a guy who, you know, had to sell cars for a couple of years, and then I've been flown to New York City twice now. It's kind of cool, kind of fun. I want to mention one thing, one other thing that happened at the airport. I'm always doing reconnaissance no matter what I do. And, like, for instance, I was driving back to the airport in an Uber. And I know that the man's name is Anwar Islam. I'll just say his name because I said I'd give him a shout out. I said, you better listen because, you know, anyway, Anwar Islam has lived in the United States for 23 years, been driving a cab. He's from Bangladesh. And he's got two kids, almost 15-year-old daughter, 13-year-old son. Kid only likes Savoy, only likes cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets. Girl likes everything. His mother lived with him for 13 years, and she was very unhealthy in Bangladesh. She came here, got very healthy, and now she's going to spend the rest of her lives in Bangladesh with his brothers. So anyway, you know, there was that. Because, you know, this is how I am. Because I find people who, I think most people have more interesting stories than most politicians and most celebrities. That's why I generally strike up conversations with people who drive Ubers and people who run hot dog stands to make a living and all of that. And again, I asked him, I said, you know, why do you like this life here? And he says, well, it's America. It's the American dream. Remember that thing back in, you know, whenever you were growing up and they used to say the American dream, and you come to New York and you'd look up at the city that never sleeps and da-da-da, and you could live the dream and all this, and that those migrants that would come here to America legally, and they would say, the reason I came here is I wanted to breathe free and I wanted to have self-determination and freedom of expression. Well, guess what? That community is still alive. They're still here. The Uber driver that I had from the airport to Manhattan, he's from the Dominican Republic. I had an entire 45-minute conversation, even though we didn't even know how to speak English because we used our phones. He didn't know how to speak English, and I didn't know how to speak Spanish. And I learned that he was a 2-year Dominican Republic refugee, came over here to drive Uber, and he was living the dream, trying to save enough money to buy a house. Same like the Uber guy that I took from the Christmas party. Moved here to experience freedom, drive an Uber, has had to help out some relatives, trying to save up enough money for the next American dream, which is owning a home. Then I told him how much homes cost in Kansas City, and he went, oh, okay, thanks. The dream is still there. And I would venture to say that Anwar Islam, who drove me to the airport, from downtown Manhattan in a rainy day, I would venture to say that he is more the best that America has to offer than Brittany Griner, which Joe Biden considers to be the best America has to offer.
She represents the best America, best about America. It is across the board.
I guess a spoiled, entitled millennial who is a professional athlete, who claims victimhood at every turn and kneels during the national anthem, even though hundreds of thousands have died and been maimed or mutilated, injured for life, mentally or physically. But she felt the need to kneel, and then she went over with her American spoiled, entitled millennial hubris to a third world country and decided to bring her vape pen with her, and consequently got thrown into a gulag she was going to go for 9 years. And Joe Biden traded, it's kind of funny, he traded what they call the merchant of death for her. Guy was an arms dealer. They based a movie on him. He's a murderous thug. He sold terrorist anti-aircraft missiles to shoot down American Airlines, or at least was in the process of doing that. He stole $30 billion worth of arms from Ukraine and resold them on black markets around the world. Why is it that everything that Joe Biden touches not only turns to crap, but is enormously sleazy? Just really sleep. I'm here to, you know, free an American who's the best of, but...
in a prison... over in Russia.
This is Jim Gossett.
Here's a lady.
We think.
That they set free.
Pretty sure about that.
Yes, they confined her.
You know, men do compete with
Brittany
women.
Brittany Griner.
She's a woman, I'm just saying.
Now they gave her clemency. Anthony Blinken.
Blinken.
What was he thinking?
He wasn't.
He left behind a brave Marine.
He's the best that America offers.
Yes, Paul Whelan, they're still jailing, but they freed that kneeling queen.
and Anthony Miller for Adam's dealer. Glad Britney's out, still it's a shame. Biden's decision leaves Paul in prison. Sleepy Joe gets, Sleepy Joe gets all the blame. Let's give Sleepy Joe the blame.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. So he, by the way, he brokered the deal with the Saudi crown prince, who he went over, Joe Biden went over there a couple months ago to beg for oil before the midterms and said, I don't care what you do with oil prices after the midterms, will you lower them so it'll affect the election and I'll win? And the crown prince said, nah, I don't think so. Yeah, see you later there, Grampy. But now it looks like they brokered this deal. I kind of wonder if oil could be part of it. You never know. You never know with Joe, because everything he touches either turns to crap or it's really sleazy. Let's go to, let me see, we got somebody on the line here. Let's go to Maurice in Atlanta. Maurice has been holding. He wants to talk about something. Maurice, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. I was just trying to inform people about a Supreme Court case that's on the docket, which is unusual in and of itself, given that they have 5,000 or more submissions.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Brumson, I guess it's the Brothers, but I forget the formal name of the case. The complaint is the fact that 385 congresspeople,
yes,
Pence, Biden, all these people, did not review any complaint against the election, of which there were 100 or more congresspeople that formally presented complaints, you know, this 2020, of course.
Yes.
They formally said that they weren't going to listen to it. So the part of this that is not self-evident is that they didn't listen to the information of foreign interference, which Radcliffe, the BNI head, had submitted basically the day or so before the certification for them to review. And, of course, it was delayed because we have nefarious people in our different agencies that slowed it down, but none of them denied the fact that China was interfering with our election.
Well,
so the inference here in the complaint, the remedy is, by the way, removing both the president and vice president, the fake president, and removal of the 385 congresspeople.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And that they're even hearing it means something, because they actually helped them submit the documents. This happened right around Thanksgiving.
Now, listen, I've got the case in front of me. I haven't had a chance to delve into it. I do think it's an important case, and I am on the same bandwagon with you, by the way, with regard to 2020. There were no cases really heard about election fraud. There were no there was no evidence presented. There were no thousands of affidavits presented before a court. This is kind of an extension of that. We will see what happens. This is a big deal, because those who say, well, yeah, this was decided in court, and there was no evidence in 2020, blah, 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 blah. Oh, there was a load of evidence. It was completely blown off. And if you look at not only that, the courts refusing to hear any cases because there was supposedly no standing, etc. You also got, now we are finding that the United States government, the FBI, the DHS, were directly involved in throwing the election by withholding the, or putting down the Hunter Biden laptop story. I also would venture to say that if Twitter worked with the FBI, literally had meetings by weekly meetings with the FBI, Facebook involved in there, and if they were willing to sequester or shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story, don't you suppose that there's a real good chance the Biden campaign, the corrupt DHS and FBI, not only got Donald Trump booted from Twitter before the election, but also banned for life afterwards. What do you think about that?
I think this is especially good because it's not the case is not specifically about election fraud. It's about whether they follow their own rules.
Yes.
The Constitution, et cetera, et cetera.
Maurice, I appreciate you. I appreciate you bringing this up. I just downloaded the entire case. I haven't brought it to the fore today because I got a lot of other stuff on the plate, you know, with Brittany Griner and, you know, all of that. But I do appreciate the heads up. Let me get into it, and as it progresses, we will definitely be following it. Maurice, I appreciate your phone call, man. Have a glorious Christmas, okay? Well, I think that sounds great, Rob. All right, have a great day. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Rob. Merry Christmas, Maurice. See you later. So coming up, Elon Musk. They're going after Elon Musk like they have for Donald Trump with a bunch of crap that this doesn't mean anything. And one of the latest things, the city of San Francisco is going after Elon Musk for providing furnished apartments in the building, in the Twitter building, so people can stay there because they're so terrified of going out on the streets of San Francisco and being murdered by a homeless person high on fentanyl. Yeah, that's coming up. Your phone calls here as well, guys. 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.